like you all to take a minute and achieve your state of meditative calm, a place where your mind is open. I'm going to be thinking about my hands as we do this. And I'll ask all of you to imagine that you are standing in front of the house that you grew up in with your parents, the one where you, parents, mother in this case, the house that you identify as having spent most of your time with this parent. And imagine that you are seeing them standing in front of the house. And as you do that, they will be a certain age. They will not necessarily be their current age. And you will be a certain age. So you will feel yourself observing them. And this is another way to be an inner child on a certain level. But you are observing your mother in front of the house and noticing how you feel when you are standing in front of her. And again, you might see her, you might glimpse her, you might be just aware of a presence, and yet you are aware of your feeling when you are standing in front of her. And as you get in touch with that feeling in front of her, you will have a sense of the things that you wish were different. You will have a sense of whether you feel strong or weak, accepted or disapproved of, frightened or courageous, guilty, ashamed, whatever feeling comes up for you with your mother. And as you watch her and follow her to the place in the house where you might have seen her most of the time. Maybe it's the kitchen or the sewing room. Maybe it's the television room. But you see your mother as she was and experience yourself as you were. Now, in a similar way to what we did with our fathers, it's time to talk to your mother about the things that she did or did not give you that you required, and about the things that she did or did not do for herself that she required. Now, I'm hopeful that even as I continue to speak, that you will be able to let go of my voice and allow it to be far, far away, only part of your own mind. As you address your mother, now you may recall that I used some phrases last week, jumping up and down, slamming the cabinet doors, banging on their chest. And as I talk about this, you may disengage from my voice and begin to play with it, begin to confront your mother. Of course, she will not take this easily or kindly. She may not enjoy being confronted, may not be used to it. You will need to be firm and perseverant, to brook no interruption. You will be able to be forceful, to jump up and down, to get the attention you need, to demand that they pay attention. And you may receive considerable resistance, and you may feel anxious or frightened or angry. But do not be deterred. Continue to explain to her what you needed. Explain to her what she needed. Two different parts. What you needed from her. And that takes a little while. And you can stay with that. And gradually, you will see that she is somewhat glad to see you so forceful, so perseverant. Remember, of course, that this mother that you are creating and dealing with is not limited by the reactions or history or tendency of the real mother out in the world. This is the mother that lives in your mind. So I'm going to be quiet for a few moments as you take on the twin tasks, one after the other, of telling your mother what you needed, what you wanted, making her hear and understand it, and then reflecting upon her, the things that you see in her that she needed to change. Her ability to love, her ability to organize, her ability to control her moods, to be available, to be productive. Whatever it was that she needed to do and might not have done, talk to her about that. And we'll leave you for 3 or 4 minutes to do that. That's right. That's the interesting thing about these states is that a very short time can feel like a long time. A very long time can feel like a short time. So you've been working with your mothers, telling them what you need, showing them what they need. And after a time, perhaps we'd like to bring your parents together and see them in one place. Take more time with your mother if you need her. Remember that you can and should go back to this in the coming week if there's work left undone. And now you would like to see your parents get along differently, having told both parents, what they needed to do differently, having shared with them your wisdom about their inhibitions and their difficulties. Take a few minutes now and watch them treat each other better, more warmly, more openly, more honestly. Watch them compromise with each other. Help them, make them be honest with each other. Take a few minutes of silence to imagine how they could have been together, or how they were together when it was good. That's right. That's right. as you watch your parents with each other, you don't need to be limited by the way they actually did relate. You can imagine the way they might have related with each other if they had been able to solve all of their problems, if they had received appropriate guidance or treatment or love. That's right. And understand, of course, that as you see them change, as you see them address their problems, it becomes possible for you to imagine yourself addressing similar problems. If your parents were disorganized and you can see them get things done, perhaps you can get them done. And if your parents were cold and did not communicate and you can see them communicate lovingly, perhaps you can communicate lovingly. And so on. So take a moment now and come back. You've been in a different place for 10 or 15 minutes now. And I'll be curious what we have to say about this. So everyone, gently come back. Say goodbye to your folks if you're still with them. The folks you invented for yourself this evening.